From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says federal education leaders may be willing to reduce testing requirements. Carvalho met with Education Secretary Arne Duncan and others in Washington last week.
There are elements that the current Congress and its action would be more in line with our policy positions. In some cases, the White House position would be more favorable to us. So to us, it's not an either-or because it seems that we would benefit from positions on both sides.
The federal No Child Left Behind law requires every student is tested every year. Florida also uses those results to determine which students graduate and to rate school and teacher performance. Congress has spent years debating how to update No Child Left Behind. Now that Republicans control the U.S. House and Senate, Carvalho thinks it's more likely Congress will approve changes to the law. A 90-year-old Fort Lauderdale activist has been cited three times this month for feeding the homeless in public. Arnold Abbott and two pastors violated a city ordinance which prohibits feeding the homeless in public. The city of Fort Lauderdale is facing criticism from around the world for citing Abbott. Doug Lyons is with the Sun Sentinel. He told WLRN's The Florida Roundup that city officials are facing a tough situation.
Well, you got to remember, Fort Lauderdale is a city that's economy is based on tourism, and there are people out there who would like to Photoshop the poor out of certain areas of Fort Lauderdale, but the reality is, as a mayor or a city commissioner, you are kind of beholden to voters who say, look, we want clean and safe streets. The city, I believe, has tried to do that, but they're up against a tough guy who's been giving out food for years.
Fort Lauderdale Mayor Jack Seiler offered Abbott two different locations to serve food to the homeless, but Abbott resisted, calling it a stopgap temporary measure in a news release. Abbott has filed a motion in Broward Court to enforce an injunction issued over a decade ago, which keeps the city from limiting the free food. You can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.